The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's time for On Demand Talk Radio. It's the Nate Darling Show. Yeah! Featuring Sam Platt, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, the voice of white privilege, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. You know, if I'm going to get called about white privilege all the time, I figured I might as well take advantage. How's it going? Happy Friday, everybody. Sam is working nights this week, so not here. Jason Casey sitting in. Hello, Jason.
Hello, hello.
I'm going to need to get opens cut with your name on them. You're here so often.
Oh, well, you know.
Not that that's a bad thing, because I enjoy having you on the show, obviously, because you're here quite often. And thank you. Thank you for sitting in. Coming up on the show today, let's see what we got for you. Was there a Subway cover-up? We'll talk about it. A reporter got tossed out of a press conference. What? The guy who had $100,000 worth of surgery to look like Justin Bieber met an unfortunate end. And Miley Cyrus talks about tits.
Because she doesn't have any? Or what's the angle she's going with? Do we get another teaser besides titties? Because I love titties, but I'm just saying.
Yummy.
Aw, shit.
And you got a problem with Miley Cyrus's titties?
That they're pretty much non-existent. Everyone's seen them, so the mystery's gone.
Well,
I'm tired of seeing Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see her nipples.
Oh, shit.
I've seen them. You're not missing anything.
I'm pretty sure they're not that special.
Yeah. And if, not only do we have new opens, we've got new music with the open, too. More upbeat and everything. Good times. All right, so before we really get into the show, Diana, you've got something coming up the weekend of the 25th.
Yes, sir. I will be hosting at Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova for B-Flat, and that's going to be a dope-ass show. I'm super excited, so y'all should come out. If y'all add me on Facebook, I can put you on a guest list more than likely, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But what's the harm?
That was like, yo, I can get you on the guest list. Maybe. Quite possibly not. Don't try.
Y'all should try anyway. Because if it's not this show, there is a show that I can put you on the guest list, though. Yeah.
Hit up Diana and say,
hey! And I will love you for life.
And before that, though, Kareem, you have a show coming up.
September 18th, it's me and D. Tyler and Miss Erica Ambrin. She is fucking amazing. D. Tyler is funny as hell.
Oh, D. Tyler is a fucking boss. He's a fucking beast.
If you get a chance, I'll post the song that they did on the show's Facebook page. But it is hilarious.
Excellent. I hate YouTube videos when people talk at the front. Here's Erica Ambrin. You can listen to her. Now, just to be clear, this is her with an acoustic guitar and a camera pointed at her. There is no microphone like the ones we're talking into there.
Yeah.
This is being picked up on like a cell phone or something.
Yeah.
And hear how good it sounds. Now, imagine her singing into your face.
Yes.
Because the Brick House Art Gallery is a very intimate venue.
Yeah. And the acoustics in there are amazing. Like, we shot the
promo. Yeah, it's literally a brick house.
Yeah.
That's the one we went to, right, Nate?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was super. I love that room, babe.
Yeah, stay till the end. It's good.
Yeah, so we shot the promo video in there. We shot the promo video in there, and we were trying to figure out what we were doing, and she just started playing. And she started singing, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, shit, it's so... And it sounds like this, like, that's clear.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there's no tomfoolery with this. This is just her.
Yeah.
This is talent.
Yeah.
So check that out. It's September 18th, Brick House Art Gallery, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Doors open at 7, so we'll probably start at 8.
And just if you're wondering, it's in Oak Park. It's across the street from Oak Park Brewing. So if you want to go grab a beer, maybe some food, and then head over, you're right in the neighborhood.
That's it. Get your tickets on Eventbrite before the 18th, because there's $10 on Eventbrite. It's going to be $15 at the door.
Oh, no.
Unless, that's a 50% increase.
Yeah, unless we're really, 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 really good friends.
So that's coming up. I will be on this podcast. So if you want to find me, that's where I'll be. Jason, do you have anything coming up?
Just my normal appearances at the Sacramento Comedy Spot with Anti-Cooperationally, the longest running improv comedy show in Sacramento.
I used to be on that show.
You did. That's where we met.
We met before that, actually.
Well, before then, yeah.
Before I got on that show. And then after I'm not on the show anymore.
Let's say you're doing all right for yourself.
That's oddly romantic.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for a little over 4 years.
Yeah.
This is show number 330.
This might be the longest running and most prolific show done in Sacramento, now Westside.
You know what's really weird? I was looking at something, and there's a lot of community in Sacramento with comedy and everything else. And I saw somebody post a link to another podcast, and I won't go into what it is because it doesn't matter. And I'm like, oh, well, let me check it out and see what that is. And it had like, here's a list of podcasts, local Sacramento podcasts that are worth your time. And this show wasn't on the list, and I don't care. And here's why I don't care. Because this show is an international show. We have people listening all around the world. This is not a show just strictly for Sacramento. This is a show for everybody.
Well, isn't that what you would want on
exactly.
Podcast?
That's what I'm saying. And no offense to anybody who's doing a podcast that's super Sacramento hyper-local, that wants to talk about stuff that's going on here or whatever else. But this is not a Sacramento show. And Diana had a gig a few weeks ago, and she posted it on Facebook. And I said to her, I said, you do realize that people outside of Sacramento can hear the show, because she had a gig in Oregon.
Which got postponed.
Oh, did it get postponed?
Yeah,
okay.
So it was kind of a good thing that happened.
That's probably fine. But yeah, we've had listeners in multiple countries all over the United States.
Friend in Iceland, a friend in France listen to this show.
People in England. We've had people hear from people all over who listen to the show. And it's great because it's cool to be sharing it that far out. I mean, I worked in radio, and where your reach is only as far as your signal goes. And it's great, but as soon as someone can get in their car and drive away from you.
Yep.
You can take us with you wherever. And it is on-demand radio, so it's whatever you want. Two shows a week, plus the Well Hung podcast. That's over 2.5 hours of shows.
Free.
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 Every week.
And all you have to do is shop Amazon through the Nate Darling Show tab.
Yeah, and you don't even have to do that. But if you're going to shop, here's what I say. If you're going to shop on Amazon, because some people are opposed to that, and I'm totally cool with that.
I was when I worked in retail.
If you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the website, natedarlingshow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, because it does not cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show.
You know what you do is you just go to your friend's house, your parents' house, anybody's house that shops on Amazon, and you click through and then save the Amazon link after you've clicked through,
yeah.
And then Nate always gets a little cut.
Yeah, and you can bookmark, like Jason said, you bookmark that, and then you just go to your Amazon bookmark, like in your toolbar, just hit that, and you don't even have to think about it again. It's a one-time thing.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah, and we had a fantastic August, one of our best months ever, which is good because I just bought. Now, if there's a little confusion as to whether it's on back order or not, because the people at Musician's Friend sent me an email saying it was on back order, even though it said it was in stock and ready to ship. I called them. They said, oh, no, you got the last one.
Oh, dope.
But then later in the day, it said it's going to be shipped in October. So
you didn't get the last one.
I don't know. But a new mixer, like this one's a nice little mixer. We're going to get a bigger one so we can, if we want to have a guest, cool. The effects mic, because right now I can't do the funny voices because the effects mic is not hooked up. We're going to have that. We're going to have a lot of other capabilities. Like if we wanted to have a guest on Skype, we could bring them in, because right now we don't have the input on the Skype for this. So,
by funny voices, do you mean that fucking 18-year-old voice that you do?
I'll do lots of voices.
The one that you do, the 18-year-old voice for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that one.
There.
Okay, I'm cool. I'm cool off of that. That's
it's right over there. It's that purple box right there.
Hell.
It's that purple box right there. Diana.
Dear God, that fucking voice. Fucking hate that. I hate that one. That's the one that I'm just like, oh. It's cool that we got a new toy, but at the same time, the toy's being used for evil. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Diana.
Ew.
That was creepy.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
All right. Anyway, so there's been a lot of talk about Caitlyn Jenner lately.
Hey!
Still.
Again.
Still.
It's still, not again. It's still going, Karina.
I am Kate. And finally, this Sunday, you can watch I Am Kate because finally, and they cliffhangered the bitch this past week. Caitlyn sits down with Kris Jenner face to face.
Oh, yes.
This Sunday.
Praise
to
the Lord.
Finally talk about it face to face after months of not talking.
This I want to see.
After, and they start with pleasantries. How are you? I brought you some cookies. And then they sit down to talk. And then they did the little tease thing. And I have to imagine that it's going to be the most dramatic point of anything in the show. They had some fake drama with Kim and Kanye and not Courtney, but the other one, Chloe. Because we have not seen Courtney. Courtney did not show up to see Kate as of yet. Scott Disick did, but not Courtney.
Aren't they divorced?
They were never married, so they are not divorced.
Are they broken up?
They are broken up, but this show was filmed well ahead of time. Oh. The last show was the one where Caitlyn Jenner spoke on the ESPYs. So that'll give you some idea. It's about it's about a 2-month delay. So if you're going to watch any episode of I Am Kate, it should probably be this weekend if you want drama.
Hey!
That's right.
Oh my God, we don't even need that club. We got fucking Jason here.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. I love that. I don't know why. It just makes me feel good.
I feel like that should be a concern for all of us.
You know what else makes me feel good?
Your Lord!
Hey!
They all make me feel good.
I really like the hey one, though.
Well, you know what, Diana?
Nobody cares about him!
Okay.
Fuck it.
All right, speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, Ellen DeGeneres got Caitlyn on her show, and went on Howard Stern to talk about it.
Huh.
That's why I didn't record it.
You didn't record because of Caitlyn? Why are you transphobic, Kareem?
Because of Caitlyn.
You're transphobic.
I am not transphobic.
Since when did you record Ellen's show in general? Like, anyway, like, I'm kind of confused by that.
What, I can't like Ellen?
I mean, you can't. I just don't picture you recording daytime TV show.
So I'm a black man, so I can't like a lesbian.
You can. I just don't picture you recording a daily daytime TV show.
I can't.
Like, I'm just saying you're a capitalist consumer is what I'm saying.
I have as many lesbian friends as you do. I have a set.
Probably more.
I have a set.
But this is not about being gay.
I have a set of lesbian parents.
No, this is not about being gay. This is about you recording a daytime. If you recorded Oprah on the daily, I would be asking the same fucking questions, okay?
I support family whenever I can.
Can we still talk about him recording a daytime television show?
I'm like Diana, apparently.
I think that is a very big revelation. That's really a bombshell.
About him recording daytime television, right?
Yeah.
Every day I record it when there's people up there.
Oh, see, you made it sound like you record it every day. That's why I was like, the fuck?
Well, today was the first show of her new season, so I wanted to see.
I didn't even know that. I'm sorry.
About.
You're right. I'm sorry. I assumed it might be. That was my bad.
But
I'm sorry.
It was Caitlyn, and I was like, I don't want to see nothing else about Caitlyn because I'm tired of her.
Okay. It's not that you're transphobic.
Yes.
And
to daytime television.
And you watch.
I think these comments will prove why he doesn't care in a few moments.
And you go ahead. And you love Ellen because she's part of the lesbian family, and it's not the dancing?
Yeah. No, it's not the dancing.
What's wrong with her dancing? What's wrong with her dancing, Kareem?
I actually liked Ellen's comedy, and I've liked Ellen's comedy since the first time I saw her on Arsenio.
Yeah, yeah. Ellen, everyone forgets this now because she doesn't do it anymore. Ellen was a very funny stand-up.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah. Ellen was really
good. She was really good.
Oh, yeah. I saw. Yeah. I just.
So that's why. In the days that she actually does do her stuff, it's really good shit. But you know.
I haven't. When's the last time she does something? Did something recently?
And her TV show was good too. Like yeah. the Ellen, the sitcom. TV
I remember
show.
That. I was so
although I've heard rumors and horror stories about how she treats her staff.
Yeah.
So beware of the smile and the dancing.
Yeah. I've heard horror stories and, about her as a person.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
That's what.
Oh yeah.
And
to her fans too.
And Rosie O'Donnell too. Yeah, you know, the horror stories of how she treated staff and everything
Rosie,
else.
Rosie, I'm not surprised about. Ellen, I'm surprised about.
Oh, when she had her talk show, though, she had the Cutie Patootie Chub Club, and she's like, I love Tom Cruise, and it's great, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Meanwhile, she's like,
Brah! Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what Ellen had to say about Caitlyn Jenner on
Caitlyn
the show.
Caitlyn Jenner is on the show today, our first show, and she really... She still has a judgment about gay marriage. She's saying that she's kind
that.
Of... And I said, you're wanting people to understand and accept you. This is, like, really confusing to people. And you still have a judgment about gay people and marriage and, like... And she goes,
crazy.
Well, she said, if the word marriage is that important... And I was like, it is, because that's the word. Like, we want the same thing, everybody.
Well, here's a person on TV crying that, hey, I want to be myself. I want to be genuine. I had to hide my entire life. I don't want people to ridicule me.
Yeah.
And then says in the same breath... Gee, gay marriage, I don't get it. You know, yeah. it's remarkable. Did Caitlyn dance with you?
No, she didn't dance.
I'm going to turn my microphone to Howard Stern levels of bass, mm-hmm. just because. I'm going to boost the low end a lot, get rid of any high end. Some Howard Stern. We're talking about.
Sounds
I don't think
good.
She's a dancer. I don't think she's a dancer. And she didn't, and she maybe she didn't want to dance with me because I'm a lesbian. I really think and she was great. It was a great interview, and I.
And you're grateful she came
on. And I'm grateful that she was on the show. And I don't really know her, and I'm trying to understand it because I don't fully understand it either. But I also want everyone to be happy. So, but I don't fully understand.
I don't like
that,
this bitch, but I don't
want
to say
her to be happy, yeah, which is what I want saying. For her. For me, you know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense that someone wouldn't even understand that.
That's the thing that's very confusing about the show, because she still has that conservative underlying philosophy on top of all of this.
Yeah, she's Republican and conservative, and I think, you know, a lot of Republicans are wishing she wasn't Republican, you know?
Yeah, I know, like, get out.
So, yeah.
Man.
Wow. No, woman. Woman. trans woman. So if you missed it, I'm sure there'll be clips everywhere. There was a clip here, but I'm not going to play it.
She's confused about being confused.
Yeah. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, like...
Let's not forget, Caitlyn Jenner is still rich. And a lot of the political divide in this country, you can talk about religion, you can talk about everything else... And I forget which athlete said this, and it was an African-American athlete who said, I'm a Republican because I'm rich. So
dollar
rich,
bills, y'all.
Rich trumps a lot of other
Michael
things.
Jordan, I think, said that.
It wasn't Michael Jordan.
Honestly, that's what I think this country should get to, is the point where we just go based on class, not sexual orientation.
Did either one of y'all guys remember when Eazy-E went to the Republican convention?
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Kareem's looking at me like, I know damn well know you do not. Know. No, I know. Yeah. I know Eazy-E, though.
Yeah, Eazy-E went to
the... That's a big upgrade from the beginning of the Wednesday show.
Yeah, Eazy-E went to the Republican convention back in, like, 88 or
like,
92.
Like, to support?
92, yeah. I think, yeah.
And then,
saying what?
He was... him and what's his name? Who's the Jewish guy that
the guy that owned the record
company? Hellerman? I want to say Hellerman.
Hellerman. I think that...
It is Hellerman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy, like, he's a Jewish guy, he's, you know, like, that
it was not Charles Barkley. It's hard to find anything right here. Okay. I'm trying to search it on the internet, on the fly, and it's,
But yeah, he was a Republican. Believe it or not. he donated to the Republican.
Dre might be a Republican.
I think
Dre's
totally a Republican.
Fuck. Oh my
Jay-Z,
God.
Jay-Z.
50 Cent.
Honestly, if I was that rich, I'd be a Republican too. I'm not going to downplay that. Like, I think, I don't know, because this is all hypothetical. Like, I've never had that much money. I don't know if I ever will have that much money. But I cannot discount the fact that there's a very high probability if I had that much money, I would not become a Republican. Like, there's a chance that I would become a Republican if I had that much money.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I would like to believe it won't happen. But there's also a chance that it might happen.
So you're going to be one of those. You're going to get to your space and you're going to be like, oh, no more lesbians can get up here. You're going to pull the ladder up behind.
No, I'm just going to take my fucking girl. Yeah.
You're going to pull the ladder up behind you, huh?
She's going to pull the ladder up on her liquor store and get the shotgun out.
You pull up your bootstraps up and you fucking suck it up and you get up here. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I'm just playing.
If you sucked it up, you would get richer faster.
Shit. Just, you know, hey, I can hook it up. Just saying. No, but I don't think there's a way to really be like sure. Like, I'm not surprised by rich celebrities that are Republican, is what I'm saying. I'm not surprised by that. Like, certain things, like social issues. For me, I've always been the type of person that, and this is not, I'm not proud of this, but you guys know that I'm trying to make a difference now that I'm getting older. There's a lot of social issues that I just think are naturally going to happen because that's the progression of human nature and society. Like, I think gay marriage was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did I think it was going to happen in my lifetime? No. Am I thankful that I did? Yes. But, like, I think there's just certain things that don't impact me directly, which is why I don't feel so strongly about them. But I know what it's like to be super broke.
She's a white person, it's
guys. No. I'm a rich, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant male. That is who I am on the inside.
White privilege. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the white privilege club.
No,
the doors are open.
I don't know if the Germans said that Koreans were... Or honorarily white. I know they said Japanese, where I don't know.
We're the No, Koreans probably not, because we got fucking fucked over by the Japanese. So,
yeah.
But the thing is, like, we are the model minority, and so we just, like, swoop in under the radar, and then we just pop up.
But they did say that the Japanese were honorarily
white. Yeah, no, they proved it.
Yeah, here's the other...
taking shit over. They proved that.
Here's the other thing about Republican-Democrat, which is really lost on a lot of people. Most people take a little bit from one side or the other. So, like, if you're rich, you may not be in favor of the way the Republicans are on social issues, but you certainly are in favor of their economic policies.
Yeah.
So, it's really hard to go, oh, well, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat. It's like...
That's the biggest problem, I think, that we have in this country, is people not understanding what discourse is and... being able to be, you know, intelligent about it and talk about things because, you know,
I'm opposed to the whole thing.
There you go. That's it.
That's pretty much what it is now. It. You're wrong. You don't agree with me. 100% wrong.
Well, it was up until Clinton became president and the Republicans took the slash and burn strategy, then they actually did work together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's the real legacy of Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Even though he worked with, reached across the aisle and he worked with Democrats. And even the elder George Bush, who was president, worked with, and that was his downfall. That's why he didn't get reelected, because he raised taxes. He reached across the aisle and raised taxes because it had to be done. Of course, he campaigned saying, read my lips, no new taxes. But the legacy of this false Ronald Reagan... that people have created, that if people start talking about Ronald Reagan, none of the shit they're talking about is even remotely true.
Yeah, right.
You know, there were certain things. Now, Ronald Reagan did gut unions at every turn. Ronald Reagan was not a friend of the worker, but he was not the same. There have been a lot of things over the past few years that, if you look at it, Ronald Reagan would not pass the Republican purity test that they had on the last election. He's held up as the icon, yet he himself would fail to reach that. It would be like if Jesus couldn't get into heaven because he hung around with hookers.
Well, he was also a California. Exactly. He was also a Californian, like, Republican, right? I mean,
he was the governor of California. He was
he was the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah,
exactly. So I mean, like, he had the idea,
just like Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, like, how are you going to be in charge of a union and then be anti-union?
Well, he saw how corrupt. I mean, unions can be very corrupt.
Yeah. I think that, and especially at that time, I mean, there was a, as they talk about and show, like, the curve of the unionized force and, like, how they were making money and stuff like that. And you see that was, like, in the 70s and the 80s that they started having the downturn in it. Yeah. You know, you see that there was a point where maybe it did get too big as far as how much control the unions had and, you know, how important the union was to take care of it and how fat it got, whereas opposed the workers weren't. the number one goal anymore with that union.
Yeah, the auto workers are held up a lot as an example. People working in assembly line and auto assembly plants were incredibly overpaid for the skill set they brought and the work that they did. And because of the union, they couldn't adjust that to sort of level it off because everybody had gotten this. Yeah. And it was like, well, how can I go? I've been making $35, $40 an hour. Now I'm only qualified to do an $8 an hour burger flipping job. Yeah. That should tell you something about the real value of that job. That auto worker, instead of making $35 or $40 an hour, should have been making $20 to $25 an hour for the same work. But because the unions were so strong, they essentially killed themselves because they're like, they're not going to make cars somewhere else. Well, they did.
Yeah.
They moved them to Canada. They moved production to Mexico.
Yeah. And that's why you see unionized work like being outsourced also, like when it comes to like properties in Sacramento and other places like that, because even those unions have gotten to where, like, we had guys working for our company that was like, when I was working for my family company, it was a non-union company, and it was a non-union company because if we had union workers, like every guy, like a guy that was operating we might have a job that was very few people,
right?
And the guy that was on the roller couldn't get off the roller to help shovel asphalt because he was an operator. So if because of the union, like it hampered the small business that we were, you know. And I mean, like, because you couldn't have a small crew and do the job right, you know.
And a lot of unions have sort of softened their stance on stuff and say, yeah, if you're on a job, you can get off the roller and do this. It just can't be what you normally do
as
part of your normal job duties. Your normal job duties are this, but if it comes up, you can do this. Or if nobody in the union is available and we need somebody to do this, we can have a non-union person do this if a situation comes up. It just can't be the normal thing. And the ones that have evolved and adapted are still around. But the problem is there's a movement to completely get rid of it. And it's tough.
Yeah. Because being out here, it's a little different, and the wages out here are better. But like in the South and back East, in certain parts of, well, I would say mostly the South,
yeah,
where they're right to work states, they just rape their workers.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Like if it's not a big corporation who actually knows that they need their people,
right,
that'll pay their people a fair wage. If you work for a small company, a lot of places, they just...
Well, they do in the construction industry also. Yeah. But I mean, like, we did a lot of, all the work that we did was prevailing wage work.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, yeah. I mean, we had to be certified and we didn't have a choice on those types of jobs. However, like, you know, it still hampered us, you know, and didn't allow us to compete with the really huge companies.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane.
Well, Hillary Clinton finally said something other than apologizing for her email servers. She says Republicans treat women kind of like terrorists do.
It's actually kind of right.
It's not about it's
kind of fair. I would agree. I would concur.
Yeah. Attendees were given a card asking to pledge to vote for Clinton. Copies of the cards were mailed back to voters just before the March 15th Ohio primary. Clinton's hoping to secure the Democratic nomination that month, regardless of the challenge from Bernie Sanders and the potential for Joe Biden to make a late entry into the race. We're expecting Joe Biden to announce next month whether he's going to do it. Here's what she said. Let me see. Extreme views about women. We expect them from terrorist groups. We expect them from people who don't want to live in the modern world, she said. At the Commit to Vote event, it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be president of the United States. They espouse out-of-date, out-of-touch policies. They are dead wrong for 21st century America. She wasn't clear about which terrorist group she was referring. She said, I would like these Republican candidates to look a mom in the eye who caught her breast cancer early because she was able to get a screening for cancer. A teenager who didn't get pregnant because she has access to contraception. Was her other thing. I don't get why this is the fun thing. Republicans are all get the government out of my business, get the government out of my back pocket. Yet they are so quick to dive into a lady's pants. It's crazy.
No, it's ridiculous. It's like, wait a minute. They're not. Well, so you're saying a woman can't have birth control
or abortions
or abortions. But you don't want them on welfare or having too many kids because they have too many kids. Like one or the other is going to happen.
Well, you do know a woman's body. If you know how rape is prevented, it's like it's not really rape because a woman's body can reject it.
You can't get pregnant from rape. Yeah, you can't get.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah, you can't get pregnant from rape because
get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Women can reject it. It's the some of the shit that they come up with to justify the like logical fallacies that they somehow fucking.
She said
do.
That so seriously. I thought she meant it.
No.
What the hell?
No, because I read it somewhere. I read that was a thing. Like I forgot what politician was.
Yeah, there. That was a year or two ago.
Yeah, it was
where
like
someone
a legitimate
came out and said,
thing.
I think it was Huckabee.
Fuck it. That guy.
I think it might have been
Mike. Huckabee. Okay, Mike Huckabee, whose Twitter handle is Gov Mike Huckabee, I believe. Fuck that guy. He rolls into Kentucky to try and make political gain with this nitwit, won't issue same-sex marriage licenses woman. And apparently the other story is one of his staffers prevented nitwit number two, Ted Cruz, from speaking at the same event. They're lining up to get on stage with this fucking woman.
And it's funny that one of the like staunchest Republicans and one of the like Barry Goldwater, like he said, he actually has a saying where he talked about the Christian right getting control of the Republican Party and how it was all over if that happened. Yeah. Like that happens, that's it for the Republican Party.
And it doesn't have control because look, Donald Trump is the leading candidate and a poll that came out today said he would beat any Democrat. That's frightening in and of itself. God.
I don't think that poll's correct.
Well, I think it's probably correct, but I think people aren't really that serious because we're well over a year from the election. Right. But it's crazy. All
Bernie
right.
Sanders 2016.
All right. It's time for men to take things back. And a Pennsylvania barbershop is being penalized for doing just that, defending the sanctity of bro time.
Exactly.
After denying a woman a haircut, they were fined $750. The high-end gentleman's haircuttery is called Barbary because French is the language of strong men. It advertises such bro offerings as... and then they say, Barbary is a high-end gentleman's barbershop located in the heart of Washington, Pennsylvania. We bring you a level of comfort and intimacy that is simply unattainable in any chain salon. At Barbary, we strive to keep traditional barbering techniques alive in today's busy world. Sit back and relax and watch sports in one of our overstuffed leather chairs. And enjoy a complimentary beverage in one of our alcoholic sections.
What the fuck? Why do guys get all the cool shit? Like, I just got my hair did the like a while ago. Like, not too long ago when I did this shit. When I dyed it copper. It's copper. I just got fucking magazines. Like, I didn't get a TV with fucking sports. I didn't get alcoholic beverages, even though I think I can next time because we became friends. Like, I didn't get all this cool shit that you guys get.
They have beer and wine at the salon that I used to work at.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of salons. A nice salon.
Our friend Noel used to offer beverages of that sort when he was cutting hair as well.
Maybe I just... See? This is why I'm going to be Republican with my fucking money.
By the way, you can go to Sport Clips and get a TV with sports on it if you want.
No, I'm not trying to fuck up my hair, though.
The offense occurred on March 11th when a woman came into the grooming cave after making an appointment for herself and her boyfriend. She was told that was not going to happen. She then filed a complaint because, women.
Get out of your boyfriend's ass. Let him do something by himself.
What if she wanted a shortcut too?
Barbary's owner, John Interval, said it's infringing on our environment, noting that he generously offered to pay for the customer's girl cut elsewhere. Said guys come here as a kind of little getaway to be around other guys. My hands are tied, he continued. They're forcing me to do this and telling me how to do my business. What have I been saying? What did you, when we discussed about race and you said why don't white people have clubs where they get together and have a sense of community? This is why, because we're not allowed to, just like men aren't allowed to. Because someone comes in and goes, me, I want to be a part of it.
Well, Augusta National was that.
Yeah, but that's different.
How is that different?
That's a golf course.
Yeah, but they want to let black people black people in for a very long time. They wouldn't have black members.
They didn't say that
black people couldn't come get their haircut.
Right. It was for men.
Black people can't be members.
Of where?
Augusta. Yeah,
that's true. But that's not the men getting the haircut. We don't want men. We don't want women in the barbershop. We want time to be men.
Exactly.
And guess what? Y'all don't really want to know what we really think about a lot of shit.
It's true.
And that's the only place that we get a chance to actually say and do what we feel.
I went one time with Leslie to get a manicure and a pedicure. And there were no other guys in there. There was a lot of odd Asian languages with high-pitched frequencies in them.
Vietnamese.
Probably. but the only other guy in there was the guy who obviously kept the girls as slaves. I'm kidding.
Not really.
No.
That's how they came. They came in a container ship. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't judge.
it happens.
But it was weird. If you go into a place like that as a guy, you get the side eye.
Yeah.
You totally get the side eye.
No, you get like props. They're like, that's cute. See, that's the thing. No, a nail salon would not refuse service. This is what I don't understand. I think this is my stance on it. Of course, like any small business, I think you're allowed to do what you should do. And if you're going to discriminate, that's just ultimately your business. Like that's, yeah. I think that's just going to work on its own. But the thing is, like if a woman went in there and she wanted like a typical man haircut and she went to barbershop, I think that should be.
She could have went to a salon and got a typical haircut.
But why didn't she want the full experience? Because that's, you're not gonna, the barber shop is a different.
Because
they cut things differently?
Because it's like
barbers are different. Barbers are different.
They are different. Yeah,
they have to have a different certification.
Yeah,
they have to go to they have to go to school longer. It's different. But I will say this, just because like I think that the smart thing to do in this day and age, the times that we live in now, is especially with so many laws being out there as far as, you know, everybody's equal and stuff like that, what you do as a business owner is you refuse people so you get all the press and everybody now knows about your place. You know what I mean? Like, it comes out like that. At the same time, if I was me and I owned the place, I would just do her hair real quick, do a shitty job, be like, sorry, you came to a barbershop to get your hair cut. It's short. Peace out, and then and then just let her go because it's gonna create a problem now. Now this guy is a bad guy. Like you eat it up for a second and you do it and you make sure she doesn't want to come back.
But here's the thing though, if you do that, then she'll go, oh, look, they're treating women unfairly because
if you don't let her know that you fucked up her hair.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, she'll know. Here's the other thing.
Well, she'll know, but she'll just think it's your
city. You'll be like, you want a flat top?
Tell her girls to come there.
So if you want a flat, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want that type of haircut, I think it's only for example, like if I wanted that type of hairstyle, I would want to go to a barber.
The barber.
I wouldn't want to go to a salon.
Is the last male. What is it? Bastion of
The fuck do we get if we're gonna play that fucking game?
You got everything else.
What do you mean we got everything else?
Whatever you want.
A nail
Weight Watchers
salon?
Meeting.
The guys can come into that. No, I have never heard of a nail salon refuse service to men.
How many men have you seen in them?
Kind of every time. Well, I've only been a couple times, but that's to get my eyebrows done. I've never gotten I've gotten my nails done once or twice.
So,
but I know guys that go. They go with their girls.
Yeah.
Or they go on their own. Gay men go. They want their fucking cuticles tight shit.
But gay men is just like a.
Yeah, it's just like other women.
So what about gay women?
What about gay women?
Can they go to the barbershop?
If she want, I think if a big old lady, I mean, if that one lady that you know you might get that flat top,
that's what I'm saying. If that's the hairstyle she's going to, I think she should be able to get the service that she wants.
I have a friend who's a lesbian who cuts hair. You can go get your hair cut from her.
Is she a barber?
She's a barber, yes.
Then, okay, that's...
She does a tight-ass fade.
But she only works at one place.
exactly.
Here's the thing. Can Kareem, Jason, and I join Curves?
No.
No, we can't.
We can't.
We're not allowed at Curves.
We're not allowed at Curves.
There are gyms that are women only, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's okay to discriminate against men, and specifically against white men. The struggle is real, people.
The struggle is real.
Okay, Curves...
is a gym that no one ever loses weight going to. I know.
Yeah.
But men can't
but that's
go.
Where
but
they
men
go.
But we're not allowed
because
to
like
go.
Your women are like, once that goes away, I think that's the whole point of like, that's the same thing having like genderized like steam rooms or whatever.
No.
Because look, that's a woman feels so like the whole standard bullshit. Here's the thing.
We like if you're a man and you're in a relationship, you can't voice your real opinion at home. You have to go.
That sounds like a personal fucking problem.
No, that is a real problem,
Jason.
Because women don't really want to know.
Jason, you wanna speak on this?
Well, no. I get it.
There's
sometimes where my fiance, where Chris will say, "You need to hang out with EJ because you're talking like the way that I don't like you talking around." Like, I mean, like she like, because I'll be like, "Oh shit, got a big dick." I'll be like, "Say, I'll say stupid shit like that," and she'll be like, Jason, you need to.
But I say shit that I'm like my girl's like, why would you say it like? She called me like a South Park character one time, and she's like, I'm actually kind of like turned off because I was like talking about titties, and I was like, titties, like I got really excited.
See, you would be okay to go into the guy only barbershop.
But Kareem says no. See,
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying though. If I wanted a tight ass fade and I'm okay, like that's how I talk, and that's I'm not gonna go intrude on that type of dynamic.
We would have to know that you were like that.
Yeah. Right. If I'm going into a barbershop flat top.
No. There's a code. Like you would have to come in like
referred.
You would have to come in referred.
Okay, I get that. That I'm okay with.
You would have to come in. Somebody would have to vouch for you to be in.
That I'm cool with that. I think that's fair. I think that's like good fellas.
Somebody would have to be like, okay. It'd be like, okay.
They're going
to
open up the book today. They're going to open up the book, and your name's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And then we're all going to be made men.
Yeah. And then you would have to say something like that in order for them to be like, oh, okay.
But like, I just brought the biggest strap on yesterday. I'm just kidding.
You
can't talk like that. That would get you kicked out.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You talk about eating some pussy.
You can't talk about strapping on anything.
Even if it's black.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made a difference in anything. I'm pretty sure purple would have been
Because a lot of men are sensitive about that because they automatically assume that you're a strap.
So I'm gonna go into a barbershop and then someone vouch for me. I'll be like, so last night ate that booty like groceries.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, right on, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, last night I was up in all this shit, too. I was like, yeah.
That's it.
There you go. Everybody be like, yeah.
Look, I'm just going to go walk in and yell, today. That's like my new thing right now. I get really excited. I don't know. I think I just picture my inner Cartman. I'm just like, today's.
That's it.
Actually, you're going to walk in and do this.
Hey! Can I get in that way? Will you vouch for me, Kareem?
Have you either one of you guys gotten that part of your relationship where she tells you what's okay for you to think?
No.
What?
That's a thing.
Okay, it's more of an unspoken.
Yeah.
It's always unspoken because there will be hints that you have to pick up. And
like you can't laugh at that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's shit like that. That's unspoken.
And you're being, something about being ridiculous about something. Yeah. And you might get a little more play because you are a chick. Eventually that will fade away because she's still a chick.
See, that's what I'm confused about. I'm like scared now what you guys mean now, by
and,
that.
And to
by
be
this.
Let me just say this. My girlfriend is fantastic. She's got a wonderful sense of humor. She is great. There are things that she is not cool with. She decided after a podcast that she was going to school me on what white privilege was.
Oh, Leslie, I love you. Leslie, you're the best.
And, we just have a disagreement about it. But I'm like, look, I'm not going to have another argument about what I had an argument about on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't have an argument about the argument.
Yeah.
Which was not okay because it wasn't an argument. It was a discussion. Because
that's fair.
Here's the difference. In an argument, you retort with your point of view. In a discussion, you listen to what they say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you go,
point.
What the
thing is, they never want to listen to what we say.
I think I'm like the opposite. Like, I think sometimes like I'm the more like I'm a chick because she'll say something. I'm like, know your audience. Like, I've been more mad at her than she has at me. I think she got mad at me once. I think that was today.
Well,
it's just like she talks, and I'm just like, do you not know your fucking audience? Like, why would you say that in front of me? Like, why do you think that's okay? That's cool to say with your homies, but me, no.
I live with a scientist,
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
She analyzes everything from a scientific background. Like, so if I make a joke about something and like there's some type of science that's incorrect about the joke that I made, then she's like, well, no, actually, and then she explains it. So, I mean, like, yeah, you get told, you know, and then you, at the same time, like, luckily, we're all comedians, so I think we get to...
Things still fucking going.
Double boner. double boner loss. No, you got to, but we get a little bit, like, we know when we're hitting that button.
Right.
And you can hit that button. Yeah. So, like, and then you get the side eye.
I know
eye.
When I'm hitting that button. Yeah. Barbershop.
I can get in with that one, right?
Got to find the button.
That's right. You have to know where that is. no, and I mean, look, we're talking a little like a barbershop would. We're going because you go over the top. It's a tall tale. It's a tall tale. Dude, here's the thing: women are not as bad as we're like. Oh my God! It's just it's little bits here and there that we notice, and we're making a big deal of them because we're in a guy sort of setup.
Yeah, because you'll be there and you'll say something. You'll be like, it's not okay to laugh at that.
Exactly.
That's not No, here it is. Here it is right here. That's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
Or, that's racist.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I guess not okay. It's not okay for me to have
that. See, and then I realized
I'll wait till I go to the barbershop to voice my opinion on this.
Can you believe what this bitch said?
This bitch says she runs me. What's wrong with her?
Oh, by the way, I can only tip you $5 because she only gave me $25 this week.
Thank you, Jason. You just finished that joke for me.
All right. So Miley Cyrus went on Jimmy Kimmel Live before she hosted the VMAs. Here are some of the choice quotes she had. My dad's cool because I'm sure he'd rather me not have my tits out all the time, but he'd rather have me have my tits out and be a good person than have a shirt on and be a bitch.
I don't know. I think at this point he might would rather have a bitch with her tits out.
She also said, and I quote, when you've got your tits out, you can't really be an asshole. Diana?
If you have your tits out, you can't really be an asshole.
That's what she said.
Take your tits out. Let's see.
Well, I think maybe because no one's going to listen to you. Like, you can't really say anything. You can't be in. I don't think you really can say anything.
I think that was kind of her point is that if you have your tits out, like.
No one's going to pay attention to you.
Because you're having a good time.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you'll be. I think she's. Oh my God. I cannot finish that sentence because I might actually agree with Miley Cyrus.
She said, you know what I've learned? It's not the tit. Are you allowed to say tit on your show?
I actually don't mind Miley Cyrus.
Said, I do. Humans aren't afraid of the human breast. It's the nipple that's the issue.
No, it's the female.
Like nipple. I'm showing my boobs and no one has a problem, but the nipples are covered and somehow that's okay. So America's actually fine with tits. It's nipples they don't like.
Not that they don't like.
Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
She also said, Hollywood Boulevard is pretty much my entire closet. It's interesting when I go on Instagram, you know, and girls are like, hashtag Givenchy, and I'm like, hashtag tit pasty. That was like a dollar for a pack of four.
I just don't understand, like, why she's so upset. I think she's just going through a thing right now. But, I mean, she does have
a
valid...
I wish she would eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't feel like I was looking at a 15-year-old
cheeseburger. Sounds so good.
By the way, did you all see the Nicki Minaj throwing shade at her?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to watch that. She was like, I don't have it the clip here, but and I wouldn't anyway because Viacom pulled all their stuff offline.
Yeah. She looked like she got scared to death.
Well, yeah, because she went. Well, here's the thing: Nicki Minaj went into scary black person voice.
Yeah,
yeah. One, she dropped like an octave.
She talked to Hobby. And she's like, Miley, bitch.
Miley was like,
who's now, Miley? It's like the eyes got big, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture, though.
Yeah, it was like, oh, now you got to talk because you got security. Like, you think she won't snatch your ass in the back room? She will.
And apparently it was all real, not a phony.
Yeah.
Everybody on the set said it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like I said, you saw her face. Her face went from like... She's like, she was like, ah.
And then she's like... Oh,
she's
shit.
Like, oh, shit. She's like, what
the hell?
For real.
Hey, good news, Chris Brown fans. He's the only singer to be in prison with a number one record at the same time. Here are some other things.
Boom.
Here are some other things, according to Us magazine that you did not know about Chris Brown. 25, I think the best thing God created was a woman.
I agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Success or money never changed who I am as a person. That's right. He beat women before, and he kept beating them after. he said, 23, I love to choose my daughter's outfits. Okay. 22, I love dancing with my daughter. Okay. He's just saying this shit to be... I'm a good guy. Number 21, after creating
my daughter? No, I'm
sorry. No, I think he might mean... He probably means that part.
Yeah. Yeah. After creating my clothing line, I made $4 million in the first year.
Okay.
Number 20, I smile a lot because this world isn't allowed... Doesn't allow for people to cry. Oh, yeah, and you made $4 million on your fucking clothing line, you piece of shit.
$4 million.
His first car was a Lamborghini. He says he's a man of many emotions, mostly anger and fist.
Wow. 16 Lamborghini.
God damn.
When he was 6, he witnessed a relative attempt to commit suicide.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Makes sense. That would cause the anger. Yeah.
He talks to a pastor twice a week. That's probably court mandated. He does not eat beef or pork. So fuck you, Chris Brown. Maybe a little eating of meat would help you with your rage. I bought my mom a $1 million house when I was 15. Again, fuck you, Chris Brown.
They probably did. That's true.
He directs or co-directs and edits all of his videos. Way to get people out of work, Chris Brown. He's a huge comic book fan, so wedgie for you, Chris Brown. He recently went to church for the first time in 15 years and loved it.
Wait, hold on a second. But he talks to a pastor twice a week?
Twice a week. Like I said, court mandated.
That was a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He loves to paint murals and then donate most of the profits to charity. And then write it off.
Because he has so much fucking money.
And time on his hands. He freestyles all of his songs. He doesn't he does not bite his tongue.
I'm gonna have to call shenanigans on freestyles all of his songs. I'm just gonna have to
that might explain some of this shit.
Yeah, true.
Hold on, this is an Us Weekly. It has to be true. He doesn't bite his tongue. He was 13 when he got his first tattoo. He paints monsters that are mirror images of people's negative views of him.
Well,
here's another thing. If you're wondering where not to go for lunch, Chris Brown owns 14 Burger Kings.
What the fuck?
Where you can have it your way, and that's the way I say, bitch.
Did he just do Burger King because like he wants to be king?
I know it's probably a good.
Is Burger King's not as big as like In-N-Out?
It's bigger than In-N-Out. Yeah,
it's Burger King, really?
It's like the second or third.
I haven't even like thought of Burger King in years.
Yeah, In-N-Out's is mostly West Coast. Yeah. Burger King's everywhere.
What about McDonald's?
McDonald's is the largest.
Okay.
Actually, Subway, I believe, has the most franchises.
Ooh.
Well, they all fucked up.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Chris Brown is trained in martial arts and boxing.
I think
we figured that one out.
Yeah, that was kind of. He set himself.
He is the only singer who's been incarcerated and had a number one record at the same time. He listens to Songo and Hippie Sabotage on Pandora. And, of course, Chris Brown is a neat freak. Quit bleeding on my car, bitch. What? Oh, yeah, because I'm the one who did it.
Did you hear about how he, like, supposedly refused to, like, he didn't show up to a concert? Like, it was an LGBT show, and he didn't show up. And then he commented on Twitter, and he was like, I wasn't even booked for this shit. So now it's like the gays versus Chris Brown, even though Chris Brown's like, much love to the LGBT family. It's all good. Oh, I wasn't booked for this shit.
That's a thing that happens. And it was in Georgia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things where people, promoters will put people's name on shit.
And not actually have them booked. Yeah,
I thought it was like, that's probably what happened. Because I don't picture Chris Brown really fucking with that shit anyway.
That's a thing. not a Chris Brown thing, but
I can see that.
Some sad news. Toby Shelton, who appeared on reality shows like Botched and My Strange Addiction, after allegedly spending $100,000 plus on plastic surgery to look just like his idol Justin Bieber, he was found dead. He's 33. His body was discovered in a San Fernando Valley Motel 6. That's the saddest sentence I've ever read.
Wow.
4 days after he was last seen, and 3 days since he was reported missing by a friend. Drugs were reportedly found in the room. It's currently unclear how he died. It was apparently a suicide. This article is from a while ago.
As a fan of Botched, I must say, they refused to do anything to him.
Yes. Yeah, I love the show, mm-hmm. Botch. Yeah. Well, he went in to have some stuff done, and the two plastic surgeons are like, no, you should not have more plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You've had enough. You are cut off from plastic surgery.
So how do you decide that you're going to get... You're going to look like a pre... like a guy that has not even gone through puberty yet. Like, that has to be, like, the worst idea for, like, looking like somebody, like...
And he's, like... And he's 14 years older than Bieber.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to...
Have you ever watched Botch?
I'm not into those that type of show where people are like, I don't know, man.
People are fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the thing I like about the show is most of the people that they do plastic surgery for are people that actually have real issues or that need certain things.
The idea is they had a plastic surgery that went wrong.
I saw one, a guy that had like calf implants or something like that. But
they wouldn't do surgery on him either.
Yeah, okay.
And then they ended up bringing him back to use him to help a guy who had he was born without like a pec on the left side or something like that. And that guy helped him design a pec for him. But for people like that, there are some really, like, there was a person who wanted to be like a blow-up doll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, really was like, that was her whole goal, was to look like a blow-up doll. And I'm trying to remember whether she was a her or a him.
That was a guy.
Yeah.
Born a male. A lot of the people who end up getting treated are people who went to Tijuana for plastic surgery.
Oh, man.
So don't go to Tijuana for plastic surgery.
Another one of my jokes, I work from there. So a woman went in for a tummy tuck and she came out with a coochie lift.
It's true, and they put it right on the front of her
and had to pull it up.
It was very weird.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Miley Cyrus, Diana.
Fuck, I hate to say this, but I'm kind of cool with Miley. I like the Bangers album. Some of the things she says, if you finish her thought for her, they make sense. So she starts off pretty strong, weak. Anyway, I'm going to say cool, because she tries, and she's just a kid.
Kareem?
Tool. I feel the same way about her as I do Caitlyn Jenner. I'm tired of both of them.
Oh.
Jason?
I'm going to say cool, because I did it.
I think she's cool, because I think she means well. I really do. I think deep down she means well. In 5 years or 10 years, she's probably going to come to the realization that a lot of the stuff she says is nonsense. But she's young and stupid.
I think she tries. I think she starts off and she just doesn't know how to finish the thought.
I just think that she's
going... That sounds very familiar, Diana.
Shut the fuck up.
She's just so much better off so far than Britney was or Christina was at this age and this time of her career. Like, just because she's so honest and out there with it.
And she can actually sing.
Miley? Yeah.
Yes.
She's a kid.
Yeah.
I can't get over her lisp.
Well, that's different. I'm next in Cooler.
Still hear it.
In Cooler Tool. Chris Brown. Kareem?
At this point, I'm cool with him.
Jason?
I can't say
cool. He owns 14 Burger Kings.
Yeah, kind of a tool still. I mean, it's all right.
Diana?
Fucking tool. How the fuck are you going to be okay with Chris Brown but not okay with Miley?
That was 10 years ago.
No, not even he's just still an idiot.
Yeah, but he's done some
stuff. He hasn't grown up at all.
That was not 10 years ago, and he's still a tool.
He's done some stuff in the community.
Community?
When he says the community, there's only one community.
Gotcha. One community. Well, I'm just saying he has done nothing for, like, domestic violence victims. Like, he hasn't done anything shown that he was remorseful except for the fact that he just got caught and he's a kid with a whole bunch of money that doesn't know what to do with it. Like, he's still a fucking tool.
Well, I think we've all spoken on that. Moving on. Finally, in Cool or Tool, being yourself. Jason?
Oh, man, being yourself depends who you are. But I'm going to say cool.
Diana?
I'm going to say cool. I think, it also depends who you are. If you are is trying to change who you are, probably not cool. But overall, cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
Yeah, being yourself is cool. Don't try and be Justin Bieber. That's just... Right.
There only needs to be one in the world. Yeah, I'm a believer. There only needs to be one.
I could not agree with you more. There only needs to be one.
I second that motion.
And that's Cool or Tool. Hey, by the way, did we do the Amazon plug? I think we did. Did
we? At the very beginning, we talked about it.
Yeah, shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. All right. Donald Trump threw a Mexican guy out of his press conference.
Mr. Trump has a question about immigration. Your immigration plan.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please.
Mr. Trump, I have a question.
Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down.
No, sit down. No,
sit down. Go ahead.
I have the right to ask a question.
No, you don't. You haven't been called.
I have the right to ask a question.
Go back to Univision.
No. Whoa.
Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot deny a 1900
go ahead.
Wall. You cannot deny citizenship to children in this.
Sit down, please. You weren't called. Go.
Oh yeah, the Mexican guy. He was a Univision anchor Jorge Ramos,
like the
yeah. He's like the Mexican guy.
So like that, he has the hearts and minds of millions.
He's kind of a bit.
I'm like, I don't know how the fuck they say that that Donald Trump would win the election.
So
black people ain't voting for him either.
So Trump didn't actually throw him out. He told him to sit down, but Trump's security ushered him out. To be fair, he was not called on, so he did not follow the rules of press conferencing. Going to be tough deporting 11 million people. That's going to, I don't care how many trains you got. It's going to be a while.
Good luck trying to get him on the trains. I mean, one group of people fell for that one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen again.
It's not going to happen again.
Holocaust fist bump joke, Jason. Nice job. Yeah. We don't have any Jewish people on the show anymore. We can do this. What?
I just think it's hella funny. Miss you, Ted.
Ted. Before him, Mel.
Mel.
Oh, yeah, Mel.
Before him, Mel. And until this cast, I had Jews on the show. Now I've got Kareem. So I've traded Jews for a black guy.
Well, and according to my bash, like on Saturday night when people were bashing me,
yes,
EJ said that my mom had been had so much Jewish cock inside of her, and
I just love the setup.
So much Jewish cock inside her that even though she wasn't Jewish, that I was Jewish because of just like it just had to happen because there's so much DNA. Jewish DNA embedded inside her vagina, like inside her uterus, like her uterine lining, like, and then the placenta fell out. So then, like, I had to survive on the semen that was left over in there. So that's why I'm honorarily Jewish. That's what he said.
That was awkward. Let's take a pause.
Yeah.
See, there's a reason I had that made. So apparently,
I get it.
It's horrible.
Apparently, Cindy Mills, a former Subway franchisee, said Jared Fogel suggested she advertise herself for sex on Craigslist, claims that she warned Subway about Fogel way back in 2008 and the company didn't do anything about it. She was a franchisee in Florida from 2006 to 2012, said that Fogel used to talk to her about his preference for young girls. He described sex with minors, including underage prostitutes between the ages of 9 and 16 in both the United States and Thailand. She said, I thought, this man has a lot of money. Subway has a lot of money. They've made each other a lot of money. I was worried. I was scared to death. Apparently, a high-level exec from Subway knew about Fogel and swept it all under the rug. This from Business Insider. Mills says that when she contacted Subway about Fogel's behavior in 2008, the company directed her to Jeff Moody, then the CEO of SFAFT. Mills said she spoke to Moody on the phone and told him about Fogel's disturbing comments about children. She says Moody cut her off in the middle of the conversation saying, quote, please don't tell me anymore. He indicated he had dealt with similar complaints in the past. He said, don't worry, he's met someone. She's a teacher and he seems to love her very much. And we think she will help keep him grounded. Apparently not.
At what point, like, I just don't understand how people... And maybe it's just because he's so rich that he just doesn't even have like the boundaries anymore. But how you could ever think it was okay to talk to somebody about the underage children you slept with in Thailand.
Especially like women.
Yeah.
It's not like you're in your chat room.
Or in a barbershop.
At the barbershop, yeah.
Or in a barbershop, yeah.
Yeah, don't bring that up at the barbershop either.
Yeah.
Someone will kick your ass at the barbershop.
Yeah, you'll get cut.
and not just penises into your face.
Yeah. Actually, say that. If that's how you feel, say it at the fucking barbershop. Just save all the taxpayer money. That's what I'm trying to...
No, you can't say that at the barbershop.
No, you cannot.
No, they'll get killed. So they'll just get their ass beat. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Save taxpayer money so that we don't have to pay for them in jail.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this guy. Like,
I know. It's really amazing. It's the brazenness of fame where you think you can get away with anything.
Well, and he did.
For a long time.
And for a long time.
A very long time. I mean, at this point, it's legal to have sex with a lot of the girls he had sex with.
Yeah.
That's how long he's been getting away with it. It's a math joke, Diana. Yeah. Oh, am I keeping you up? It's a big yawn.
That was the wine.
Come over to Nate's place, and now we all get food and drinks and...
And yawning and what's going talking about that.
I'm just hella comfortable talking about all this... Talking shit about Jared. I'm just so comfortable, and this is my element. No,
from goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Headline: Woman wanted daughter's homeless boyfriend killed. Well, sure. A new Smyrna Beach woman wanted her homeless man and her daughter was dating killed because the daughter's children came home with lice. Her name's Pamela Vannersdale. She's 50. She was charged with criminal solicitation to commit murder after police said she tried to hire a former son-in-law to pop the proposed victim, Dylan Lovelace, who's 22, in the head and chest. Pop him in the head and chest. She's out of jail on $25,000 bail. Police learned of the murder for hire plot after the ex-son-in-law, Daniel Dion, who's 33, approached a Daytona Beach police detective and said, "Hey, this is happening." Apparently, on a Thursday at 9:30 p.m., she called and said, "Hey, can you kill my daughter's boyfriend, the homeless guy?" She said she could provide him with a 25 caliber handgun and two bullets. And since Lovelace is small, two bullets would do the job if you were to pop him in the head and chest. This woman obviously does not understand anatomy. I don't care how big you are. Two bullets will take care of you if you pop him in the head and chest. In the right place.
Head. Just into the head. Yeah.
Yeah. She said she wanted Lovelace dead because he messed with her children, choked one of the kids, and chased another child with dogs while making sexual comments to the child. Well, that's not okay. The woman suggested that he dump Lovelace's body in South Carolina. Well, what did they do to you? Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, that's kind of not like right there either. That's got to travel a little bit.
Why? Why is it that, first of all, that the police even did anything about it? They should have been like, cool.
Sometimes I feel like you should not promoting this with everything, but sometimes the cops should just turn the other way and just be like, you know what? He did what? Just fucking...
Yeah, but...
It's some white-on-white crime.
Murder for hire, not okay. And it was white-on-white. Nicely done. Also in Florida, Jeb Bush says he was talking about Asians when he said anchor babies, not Hispanics.
Anchor baby. That's going to be her new name.
I am an anchor baby. I ain't got no shame.
Anchor baby.
At a campaign in Texas, the Republican presidential candidate, Jeb Bush, was asked to clarify what he meant when he used the pejorative term anchor baby while talking about illegal immigration. Here's what he said.
Excuse me? Do you worry that using the term anchor babies could affect your ability to win the Hispanic vote?
Look, as I said in Spanish, my background, my life, the fact that I'm immersed in the immigrant experience, this is ludicrous for the Clinton campaign and others to suggest that somehow...
By the way, he's immersed in the immigrant experience and that he fucks a Hispanic woman who's his wife. That's immersed in the immigrant experience.
That actually is.
Now, I'm using a derogatory term. What I was talking about was the specific case of fraud being committed where there's organized efforts, and frankly, it's more related to Asian people coming into our country, having children, in that organized efforts, taking advantage of a noble concept with his birthright citizenship. I support the 14th Amendment. Nothing about what I've said should be viewed as derogatory towards immigrants at all. This is all how politics plays. And by the way, I think we need to take a step back and chill out a little bit as it relates to the political correctness that somehow you have to be scolded every time you say something. It's not fair to be taken out of context. That's the nature of politics. But I just don't think that this is appropriate.
Chill out, you guys. Chill out.
Chill out.
Some guy running for president said, chill out.
By the way, his brother and his father were both president.
Yeah.
He just said, chill out.
I'm so proud.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Now that he clarified it wasn't against, like, the Hispanic community, I feel so much better voting for him. I feel like he's not a racist. I can do that.
Sure.
It's okay.
Except
for he was. He just said, my bad.
Even the
wrong one.
Even the idea of that what he's talking about, I mean, that happened just because of the act of, like, what, 18, whatever it is, to get rid of the Asian community coming in in the first place.
How would we have railroads?
Yeah, Exclusionary Act or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Pay no attention.
He's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
railroads, but it wasn't the railroads. It was the tunnels.
And the railroads.
Well, and the railroads. Chinese people built the railroads.
Yeah. Chinese and black people.
Well, yeah. I know. I saw Blazing Saddles. Great. We've established this.
Yeah.
That's historically accurate.
What's that about my people? We didn't fucking do shit.
You know, your folks.
So
came,
I'm cool.
Your folks are Johnny Come Lately. Yeah.
Johnny Kimchi Lately.
Oh. Yeah,
boom.
They used to use Chinese people to run into tunnels and dynamite the tunnels. That's why I was saying that.
Don't look at me. I'm not Chinese. I don't give a fuck.
I didn't say that you were.
I know you're just looking at me like I care. I'm just like, whatever. The fucking Chinese people got Mulan, okay? They got a Disney princess. We didn't get shit. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. You got Margaret Cho, though. So
you have
Aikido.
You say Aikido?
You do have Aikido.
Aikido.
Aikido. What the fuck is that?
Y'all got Hapkido.
Hapkido. What are you guys talking about?
You know what else you have?
Hapkido is a Chinese.
Fucking play.
It's a Korean martial art.
Korean martial arts.
We have Taekwondo.
Hey, that's what I meant, Taekwondo.
Aikido
is Japanese version.
Yeah, but
Taekwondo.
Wow, you dick.
Yeah, but you have Hapkido too, which is a combination of all of those things.
I think you made that up.
I took it from Korean master.
Okay, here's the other thing you have. If you go, because I
know more about Korea than she does.
Probably, yeah, I'm not. No shame about that.
Okay, so I've got Hulu Plus now. Now it's just Hulu. But here are some of the categories in Hulu for TV. Be ready. Action, adventure, animation and cartoons, anime, arts and culture, classics, comedy, documentaries, drama, family, food, gay and lesbian, health and wellness, horror and suspense, international, kids, Korean drama.
You want to know why?
Korean drama.
Because we know how to write fucking stories. That's why. And that's why we're known as the angry ones and the dramatic ones. Fucking Filipinos are the talented motherfuckers. Chinese have their food and all that fucking shit. Japanese just have everything.
Oh my gosh.
Koreans have the sexy movies.
Mongolians have barbecue.
The Japanese. Yeah, Mongols have barbecue.
Koreans have the sexy movies.
We have the sexy movies?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like 90s Korean. Like, I don't know all this fucking new shit.
I'm about the 90s Korean. You got K-pop also.
Yeah, just fucking, I knew 90s K-pop. Back in the day when I watched Korean drama, they were just fucking kissing. No, they didn't even kiss. They just hugged. That was the big, like, end sequence. They just hugged.
Oh.
Sweet. Now they're fucking having sex and shit, lightweight. Like, that's fucking new millennial shit. I'm the 90s Korean. That's how I. That's gross.
The Koreans are having sex.
I don't know what the fuck he did with his face.
Oh. It's that Korean stuff.
All right, well, let's move on and wrap this up.
And now, Korean the barbecue. Nick Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. My eyes are pretty good for an old guy, and I have mirrors in the house. When I shave every morning, beauty is not what I see. It is my late father's face. Face! I'll chop the whiskers off and slip the fake teeth in with what's left of the naturals. I start each day with thanks for being able to ambulate in the bathroom.
Ambulate.
Coffee, watching the sunrise, and greeting early bird calls with Kay by my side are all part of the bonus of living in the North Country. Every step I take reinforces my view that we are truly blessed with nature's beauty in this region. We often tout it as having the best of all worlds. The Chamber of Commerce has used that line for years. We have Montreal to the north, Lake Champlain and the Adirondacks, and all the rest. We called it our quality of life years ago as we attempted to save Plattsburgh Air Force Base. That didn't work. It worked for a while, and even when it wasn't enough. However, the area thrived with the reuse of the former base property. New businesses moved here, existing enterprises grew, and we can look back and agree it was a job well done. All right, let's take this up a notch. Because, you know, small town news, the happy music, it doesn't really tell enough of the struggle.
Yeah! I did Zumba today, so I'm like all into this fucking dancing shit.
Much of the attraction is our natural beauty. Those who don't relish it are missing out so much. This time of year is what we dream about when the thermometer reads 30 below in February. As I wrote this, the sky was blue and the temperature was in the very comfortable 70s, heading to the high 80s.
Woo!
Birds of all sizes, shapes, and colors were savoring the sunflower seeds and sugar water here in our feeders. The Saranac River was flowing by, and we marveled at how much leaves had turned already. Our community of Morrisonville had just finished a bustling weekend with celebrations next door at the new fire station. Townwide yard sales drew folks from all over. People got married in churches and on back lawns, and I drank it all in. I commented to Kay and anyone else who would listen how thrilled I was with Mother Nature and all the wonderful people who live here. My mantra is, pay attention. Less griping and more celebrating what we have at our doorstep. Cherish the sunshine and the rainy days. Come to my house and compare our tomato plants to yours. Yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and if we take time to look past the nose on our faces, we can see it in abundance. Gordy Little out.
Did he say Gordy Little out at the...
No, he did not. Oh, I added that at the end. Okay. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, I that's, yeah, good for him to use ambulatory in his bathroom. I think maybe when you start being thankful about that type of stuff,
he's a man in his 70s.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, and again, he's a really, really nice guy. But this is taking up space in a publication where they could have news. But instead, they have small town news.
This is small town news.
Well, it's not even really small town news. It's just like ramblings of a 70-year-old man.
Right, but in a larger city, there's not room for that in the paper, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well. I just can't wait till like the 25-year-old guy comes into town and he's like, hey, I need to write for the newspaper.
And he's going to bump Gordy.
I'm going to bump him.
And Gordy's going to be all like, shit's going to get real.
Yeah, shit got real.
It's too bad about the Air Force Base getting shut down.
That got shut down in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Air Force Base?
Plattsburgh Air Force Base. Oh. They had a runway so long you could land the space shuttle there.
And I know about it because it's where my fiance's parents are from.
There you go.
In that area. It's like on the other side of the mountain.
Aww.
Yeah. Damn. So, and how was your... adventure in northern New York as we wrap up here?
Oh, it was lovely, and you know, it was like nothing like sipping cocktails on the deck, watching the sun fall on the lake at night,
knowing that there'll be 8 feet of snow and temperatures 20 below in the winter.
Gonna need to get the snow blower out.
That's right.
But for now,
blow
just
some
being
other
happy
snow. Wait, what?
No, you're ambulatory.
In your bathroom.
In your bathroom.
Inventory in the bathroom. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Remember, next Friday, Brick House.
What?
Duke Joint Fridays.
Not only will Kareem be there, I'll be there too.
Erica Ambrin and D. Tyler.
So check that out. Make your plans now. And then the 25th, the weekend of the 25th, Diana?
I will be at Tommy T's hosting for a B flat.
There you go. You've got plans for the next 2 weekends. Don't say we didn't give you anything to do. Everybody have a great, safe weekend. If you're in Sacramento, it's fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Like 108 today. 108 fucking degrees in September. There's no God. And if there is, he hates Sacramento. That's what I'm saying. And so just stay inside, stay in the air conditioning, and NFL football, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Yeah. Steelers and the Patriots.
That kicked off last night.
This is so cute that you guys get Steelers so excited. Finally, cheaters. Something I understand besides wrestling.
I don't get it either.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and then the 20th Night of Champions, the WWE. That's all coming up. Get the WWE Network. Be cool like me.
If I was rich enough to become a Republican, I would.
It's $9.99. Diana, it's $9.99 a month.
I just have enough gas to get here.
Okay, we're in our pool. Wrap this up. By the way, we're taking part here on the show in September by closing out the shows with Led Zeppelin songs. If you didn't know, this is Ramble On. And if you didn't, what the fuck is wrong with you? You should know more about Zeppelin.
And Rambling On.
You should have, if you're a white person listening to this, you should have learned about them in your teenage years.
Yeah, it's September. Come on. Now, next month for Rocktober. It's just me making fun of radio stations, Diana.
Oh, okay, I was like, huh?
Do you know why?
Why?
Professionally trained radio DJ.
One more time.
Snap.
I'm a professionally trained radio DJ.
Hey, everybody, have a great September. We'll see you next week with more Nate Darling shows. Oh, yeah, new Will Hong podcast on Monday. So enjoy that. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kareem. Thank you, Diana. See you next week, Sam. Bye-bye.